Hey, howdy. You know, I was thinking about Trump and this attempted assassination. Then, of course, I was thinking about the Secret Service. They didn't save Trump. He saved himself. And now, of course, they're trying to save themselves. But I wonder if they've ever heard of drones. Drones are good. I use drones in some of my businesses. I mean, not too tough to figure out. They kind of look at things from above. Kind of would have found that guy sitting up there with his rifle, don't you think? Pinkos commies, I got to tell you, it's their makeup. They can't help themselves. They lie. They lie, and they always say other people lie. It's amazing to me. It's like if you caught a Pinko stealing, if he stole $1,000, he would immediately point at somebody and say, he stole $2,000, and he's the bad guy. They just can't get it. They're in an alternate universe. They're somewhere else, aren't they? I mean, wow. And you look at Biden. He lied. I mean, he was lying the day before he resigned. I'll never resign. What about all the thousands of people who voted for him? I mean, democracy is gone. And this guy says, Trump, he'll wreck democracy. But he just did. That's what they do all of the time. I wish people could see it. When I say people, I'm talking about the people who vote liberal, Democrat, whatever. Can't you see it? Think about it. You know what? Try to think. It'll be good. And be a brand new experience for many of them. Republican lawmakers now are calling on President Biden, of course, to resign office immediately. You said you're not going to run, so you got to quit. You got to quit now. Hang on. What's the alternative if he quits now? You got to laugh in person. I don't think that's very good. But the other side is, the Republicans are saying, but he's in control of the button, the nuclear button, and he's not capable. That's been the case for the last couple of years. So what does a couple of more months matter? There are other people around, and there is a vice president. I mean, she's got as much power effectively because of his dementia or whatever it is he has. So don't push our buttons. Don't get her to be president. I wouldn't want her to be president for, what, 4 or 5 months? That's a terrible thought. Canada. They're scared, the Canadian government. Then you talk about Pinkos, I mean, Canada, wow, those politicians under the prime mistake, they're so far left. I don't think you can get further left. I mean, they don't even know what they are. They're not very bright. It's like the United Nations there. Anyway, they all belong to other countries. It's globalization, and they're mixed up. I'm wandering a little bit. Let me get back to this. Canada's beginning talks, or has begun talks, with Trump's circle of people saying, hey, if he gets elected, we're worried because he has said he's going to put tariffs in and that's going to really hurt us. And don't hurt us. This is coming from people who call America names. It's kind of like your neighbor. I want him to come and cut my grass for me because I'm going to be on vacation, but I'm going to call him every name in the book and I'm going to tell everybody that he's a thief and a bad person. And then I wanted to go over and cut my grass or come over and cover it with his lawnmower and his gas. You know, kind of, it doesn't work that way. So good luck with all those kind of guys. You know, Canada now has been put on notice. This is another interesting piece to that. Canada wants something, but yet look what they're trying to take. Remember the Meta fiasco? Canada thought they were bluffing. They said, we're not bluffing. We're not paying you for all this news, and now you can't get Facebook. And there's so many issues with Canada because of their bad leadership, because they really have that. And now they're saying, we want to have a digital service tax that they've actually introduced now, just on July 1st, just, 3 or 4 weeks ago. It's a new tax that will bring in billions of dollars, and they want it retroactive for 2 years. Who does that? And it affects U.S. firms. So these U.S. companies now have to pay Canada billions of dollars over the last couple of years up to the present time. And the government of the U.S. is saying, hang on here. Whoa, let's analyze that. And then, of course, as I've already said, they come back the other way and say, don't give us tariffs because, you know, we're your neighbor. Bah. You know, some liberal nut, maybe somebody in Trudeau's administration must have put this sign in a grocery store. You know, this product contains peanuts. That's kind of how they think. That's how nuts think. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.